It's Mojo in the Morning. Time for a phone scam.
And now, here's another world-famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Phone scam.
Good afternoon, this is Eric.
Yeah, hello, Eric.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Jarvis Bender from Olds.
Yes, Travis.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Travis, it's Jarvis.
Oh, Jarvis, hi.
Yes, Jarvis.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm calling about the courtesy car.
Yeah.
Maybe you could fill in some blanks here for me, but as far as I'm showing here, it was brought back in questionable condition.
Nothing was different than when I got it.
Okay, well, when we checked it out, it came back with cigarette burns in the front seat.
Those were already there. I don't even smoke.
Okay, well, it wasn't like that when we loaned it out.
Oh, I guarantee you it was. I've had that car before, and it was like that before when I had it.
You've had the same car?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And
because the handle on the left-hand side has always been broken.
You broke the left handle?
No, that was always that way.
Yeah, see, we have a discrepancy in between your story and the story I have here, because there's also stains on the back seat.
Nobody was even in the back seat. I had it for a day.
Okay.
I don't know what the problem is. I mean, I literally drove it to work and back. I only put 60 miles on it.
Well, I understand. I mean, we only give out our customer cars to the very best clients.
Yeah, and I've had courtesy cars every time I've been there practically for the last 2 years and never had any problem.
Right. Now, I would say
like
that
you said, those cigarette burns were there the last time I even used it.
You burnt, so which?
No, I didn't burn anything. I don't even smoke. I never had anybody in there that smoked.
Okay, I don't want you to talk yourself in a corner there. This is a very simple thing.
I'm not talking anything into a corner.
Right.
Is John there? John, the service guy?
No, he's not here right now.
Well, let me talk to your manager then. This is ridiculous. You're trying to trap me into something I didn't even do.
Well, I'm not trying to trap you, sir.
Sure you are. You're double talking me, and this is really pissing me off. I was going to bring my car in there because I need some service on the body. Because I had somebody run into me.
Right,
the other day,
I understand that.
You're trying to claim that I screwed up a car that was really f***ed up to begin with.
Well, see, now.
No. I don't appreciate this. I've spent a lot of money at that dealership, and you start coming on to me like this.
Okay, sir.
No, let me talk to your manager.
Well, there's no one else here right now. Everybody went to lunch.
Well, you know what? When your manager get back, you have him call me.
There was also a bumper sticker on the back of the car.
I never put a bumper sticker on the back of the car.
Okay. These are just the things I have to check on. See, I'm not necessarily claiming that you did put it in.
Oh, you did. You did that 3 or 4 times. You've been trying to claim that I did something like that, and this is really pissing me off. What's your last name, Jarvis?
My name is Jarvis Bender, and I didn't know if, you know, maybe you knew something about the stains on the back seat.
I don't know anything. That car was a piece of junk when I got it.
Right.
So I don't appreciate you trying to tell me that was it my fault that there's cigarette burns in there when I don't even smoke.
Well, we have to have the car professionally detailed and cleaned out now.
Oh, that car is probably worth $2,000. It was a piece of junk when I got it.
Yeah. Well,
it should have been done a long time ago.
It's definitely in questionable condition now.
Yeah, it was when I got it too, Jarvis.
We also found a marijuana cigarette in the ashtray.
Well, that's a bunch of crap.
Okay.
I'll go pee in a cup if you want. That's insulting.
Okay, well, I don't think we need to go that far.
Yeah, and you're damn straight. Now, I want to talk to your manager.
Okay.
Now, who's there? I want to talk to the general manager, actually. I don't want to talk to the service manager. I want to talk to the general manager.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Yeah,
I'll get the manager for you. Hold on 1 second.
Wait a second. This is a prank call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Spike? You son of a... I just recognized the frickin' voice.
No, this is the manager speaking.
Wait a second here. I see.
Eric, you could thank your entire sales department for that one.
Yeah. Well, it felt good, actually. I felt like freaking blowing off some steam with that. I appreciate it.
You were good, man. I got to tell you, you don't get talked in the corners very easily, man.
Oh, no.
You can tell he's a sales guy.
Don't you talk me into a corner, mister. So tell us about this car. Was it really a piece of crap?
Oh, yes, it was. And I thought, wait a second, that voice really sounds familiar.
This is the first time that I've ever heard that our phone scams are therapeutic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really.
It's amazing.
Maybe I'll have to start charging people who I do
them
to.
No kidding.
Now, who's that in the background there?
Oh, that was one of the people that set me up, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, hey, thanks for being a good sport.
Yeah, you bet.
We will scam you. Your home for the phone scams.
Phone scams.
Mojo in the Morning.
On Detroit's hit music leader.
The new Q95.5.